Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Aster Industries Limited Q4 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Suraj from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. Good day, everyone, and welcome to Aster Industries Q4 and FY23 analyst and investor conference call. We have with us today Mr. Pradeep Kumar Rustagi, Executive Director, Corporate Affairs, and Mr. Girish Dahil, Business Head. We will begin this call with opening remarks from the management, following which we'll have the floor open for interactive Q&A session. Before we begin, I would like to point out that some statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature, and a note to this effect was sent to you in the invite earlier. We trust you have had a chance to go through the documents on the financial performance. I would now like to invite Mr. Pradeep Rustagi to make his opening remarks. Over to you, Pradeep.
Thank you, Suraj, and thank you everyone for joining us today. I have alongside with me Mr. Girish Dahil, Business Head, Films, and Saurabh Agarwal, CFO. We will begin the call with a brief overview of our businesses, followed by a walkthrough of our financial performance for the quarter and year ended March 31, 2023. Starting with Q4 FY23 performance, both Specialty Polymers and Film demonstrated some recovery during the quarter after a muted Q3 FY23. Furthermore, our new film plant in Hyderabad as well started commercial operations on 20th January 2023. While the utilization levels are expectedly at the lower end, but we are confident of ramping up capacity utilization over the quarters to come. As expected and indicated in earlier calls, the overall pricing and margin environment for the film business continues to remain weak due to oversupply situation caused by bunching of new capacity and inflationary pressure on costs. As far as Specialty Polymers business is concerned, we saw sharp recovery in Q4 FY23 in the performance over Q3 FY23, with sales of marquee products making a comeback. Q3 performance, as we indicated in our previous call, was largely impacted by recessionary worries and trends in end-user markets, mainly U.S. On an overall basis, during FY23, we have achieved higher revenue by 14% from rupees 173 crores to 198 crores, with profitability in absolute terms almost in line with FY22. It is pertinent to mention that FY21 was impacted by COVID-19-related restrictions in issue. We witnessed significant recovery growth in FY22. While H1 FY23 turned out to be very good as compared to H1 FY22, with revenues improving from rupees 81 crores to 130 crores, that is up by 60%. H2 FY23 was impacted by headwinds caused by recessionary trends in U.S. and other geopolitical issues. If there had been no recession, the performance of SBU would have been much better. However, the prospects of the business remain robust. This is innovative products already commercialized and expected to be introduced in near future. The persistent efforts of R&D team to improve innovation pipeline and process enables us to build a healthy product pipeline. Let us now elaborate on the performance of each segment. Starting with Specialty Polymers business, as we mentioned earlier, Q4 FY23 saw the business making a sharp comeback with revenues and profitability both improving significantly on a sequential basis. Q3 FY23 performance, as we mentioned in our earlier call, was reflective of the recessionary uncertainty prevailing in our core market, U.S. As Q4 FY23 witnessed good recovery in volumes of both our marquee products, which helped improve our revenues and profitability. Sales of our lead and established MD03 stood at 285 metric ton as against 143 metric ton in Q3 FY23 and 299 metric ton in Q4 FY22. Sales of innovative PBT as well improved to 468 metric ton as against 74 metric ton in Q3 FY23 and 398 metric ton in Q4 FY22. On an annual basis, while our top line has seen a good growth of 14%, EBIT in absolute term has been relatively steady due to challenging external environment and inflationary pressure on costs. Especially polymer, as you may be aware, is largely export-oriented business, and any uncertainties and headwinds in global economy are likely to have an impact on its financial performance and growth momentum. The performance of the steel polymer is likely to remain impacted during next 2 to 3 quarters until economic revival in U.S. We expect rapid expansion in both volume and value of sales post economic revival in U.S. We expect business to deliver steady growth over long term given its innate nature, that is limited competition and IP protected business. Our R&D team as well continues to work towards building an exciting and innovative product pipeline, which further reassures us of the robustness and long-term growth prospects of the business. We don't foresee any major risk to the business barring global uncertainties which may impact its growth momentum. We are also seeing global freight rates moderate, which should help us serve our customers better. Moving on to film business, on yearly basis, film delivered a muted performance in a challenging environment. However, revenue and profitability both improved on a sequential basis during the quarter. Our new film plant in Hyderabad started its commercial operations during the quarter. To quantify, the unit has achieved sales of 4,757 metric tons, translating into revenues of rupees 50 crores. On consolidated basis, volume improvement over Q3 is largely owing to the commissioning of the new plant in Hyderabad. Despite higher volumes, the financial performance was muted on account of pricing and margin environment that continues to remain challenging. Addition of new capacities in India in a bunched manner has resulted in an increase in overall supply, which in turn has resulted in pressure on margins. The slowdown in the US and Europe and demand-supply imbalance in India is expected to see the industry continue to experience challenges in the near to medium term. In addition to excess supply and recessionary slowdown, we are also witnessing higher prices of inputs, including power and fuel, which in turn are exerting pressure on further pressure on profitability. While near to medium term outlook is expected to be challenging due to excess supply and benign realizations and margin, we are working towards improving our product mix by increasing proportion of value-added and specialty portfolio, ramping up the utilization levels of the new plant and cost rationalization to help us offset the headwinds and improve margins and profitability. To achieve higher proportion of value-added and specialty portfolio, we have invested in an offline quarter that is expected to be commissioned soon. Build-up of volume from the new quarter will be achieved gradually and continuously. We are also working on new products that will enable us to improve profitability despite adverse market scenario. The new plant, as we had mentioned in our earlier call, is of 48,000 metric tons per annum capacity. It's spread over 50 acres and is built at an approximate cost of rupees 680 crores, including margin money for working capital and GST accumulation. The plant is expected to generate revenues worth approximately 500 to 550 crores upon achieving optimal utilization. We have plans in place to export part of the output from this new plant. We would just like to reiterate that both our businesses are well positioned to deliver steady growth over the coming years and create value for our shareholders. While the near-term challenges for film business persist, we believe we are among the best players in the industry to tide over the hurdle as demonstrated in the past. Our efforts towards improving product mix, operating leverage, especially in the new plant, and cutting down on costs should help us improve profitability. Especially polymer business as such faces no threat of competition and therefore should continue its growth momentum over the coming years. Furthermore, given that it is IP protected, margins as well will sustain going forward. We are embarking upon a journey of business process reengineering, digital transformation and business process automation to make processes more productive, lean, efficient and cost effective. We would now quickly walk you through our financial performance for the quarter and year ended March 31st, 23, post which we can begin the question and answer session. Starting with the top line, on standalone basis, revenue from operations stood at rupees 254 crores as against 388 crores reported during Q4 FY22, lower by 34%, mainly due to effect of divestment of Indian plastic business in September 22 and drop in realization of the margin in polyester film. However, on a sequential basis, though we have seen a good recovery with Q3 sales being at rupees 197 crores, the sequential improvement was on the back of significantly better performance by specialty polymer, ably supported by film business. Revenue from specialty polymer for the quarter stood at rupees 52 crores as against rupees 16 crores generated in Q3 FY23 and rupees 47 crores reported in Q4 FY22. Chips and film segment as well reported good recovery on sequential basis with revenues of rupees 200 crores as against rupees 181 crores reported in Q3 FY23 and rupees 255 crores in Q4 FY22. On an annual basis, FY23 reported revenue oblique sales was rupees 1213 crores as against rupees 1406 crores registered during FY22. Specialty polymer reported revenues were rupees 198 crores as against 173 crores registered during FY22, while film business garnered revenues were rupees 879 crores during FY23 as against 937 crores reported during FY22. Revenues from EP Indian Plastic SBU were available for about 6 months, and during FY23, EP SBU generated revenues of 136 crore as against rupees 295 crore during FY22. EBITDA including other income for the quarter stood at 19 crores as against rupees 6 crore reported in during Q3 FY23 and rupees 65 crore reported during Q4 FY22. Higher EBITDA on a sequential basis was owing to better profitability in special polymer business. As mentioned earlier, the pricing and margin environment for film continues to remain challenging and is expected to remain so in near to medium term owing to excess supply in the market. Though some recovery in pricing and margin is being witnessed during Q1 FY24 over Q4 FY23. For the year, EBITDA including other income stood at rupees 136 crore as against rupees 252 crore reported during FY22. Profit after tax from both continuing and discontinued operations for the quarter and FY23 stood at rupees 3 crores and 49 crores respectively. We also made a capital gain after tax of rupees 112 crores from slump sale of Indian plastic business. On a standalone basis, despite lower EBITDA during FY23, the net interest-bearing debt is at better than prudent levels of rupees 183 crores, which is 1.35 times the EBITDA. Such low level of debt was achieved due to profits retained and cash flow generated from slump sale of Indian Plastics SBU. On consolidated basis, as of March 31, 23, outstanding interest-bearing debt stood at rupees 625 crores, which is 6.7 times our annualized EBITDA for the current financial year. The multiple looks on the higher side mainly on account of new plant operations being available only for a quarter, lower contribution from the same given that it just started commercial production, and debt drawn for the funding of Hyderabad plant owned by our wholly owned subsidiary Astra FilmTech Limited. It is important to mention that higher multiple is not because of higher debt, but because of lower EBITDA. As the EBITDA earnings return to normal levels, the debt EBITDA multiple will improve and fall within the prudent levels of about 3 to 3.5. We believe that our new plant will start contributing to the overall profitability and cash flows as operations and market situation starts to normalize. We consider it necessary to mention that servicing of debt is not considered an issue at all, as we have enough liquidity in the form of underutilized working capital limits, investment in liquid and instruments. We remain committed towards maintaining a strong balance sheet that is supportive of our growth initiatives. That brings us to the end of our opening remarks. We would now like to throw open the floor for questions and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have a first question from the line of Tejas Sonawane from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Firstly, on the film business side, we have seen a marginal recovery during the quarter. So what exactly were the drivers for our growth during the quarter in the films business?
Your voice is not clear. I think you are not using handset.
Hello? Is it better now?
Not yet.
Can you use your handset mode, please?
Just a second. Yeah. Hello? Am I audible?
Yeah, better.
Hello? Okay. Sorry for that, sir. So in the films business, we have seen a marginal recovery during the quarter. So what were the key drivers behind the growth for this quarter, and what is your outlook for FY24 and 25? If you can give us some color on that. Thank you, sir.
Okay. So the December quarter was badly affected because there was loss of production and the margins were very low. There was some recovery in the margins in the March quarter, and the volumes were also higher. So the film plant showed some recovery in March quarter. We have started to see some improvement in the month of May, and we expect, therefore, the March quarter, June quarter, to be better than March. If we were to talk of the yearly outlook, let's say for the financial year ended March 2024, March 2025, gradually there should be improvement in the margins, but it may take more than two to three quarters for us to be seeing reasonably, let's say, margins at reasonable levels. We are seeing gradual improvement, and overall, we expect film business to be positive, better than, let's say, second half of FY23 during March 2024 and 2025.
Okay, understood. Secondly, on the specialty.
We are focusing a lot on value-added and specialty portfolio within film segment. We have recently made a small investment in the offline quarter, which would help us enable achieve higher volumes of VAS going forward.
Okay, understood, sir. Secondly, on the specialty polyester side, so we have seen a good recovery during Q4. So what are your expectations for FY24 and the kind of growth we have seen in Q4? Will that be sustainable over FY24?
The first half of FY23 was very good. Second half was affected, though there was some revival in the Q4. Overall, we expect we could achieve turnover of close to 200 crores in FY23. We expect that we would be able to operate within that range in FY23 because the U.S. is now technically, though it is not declared a recession, but we are seeing signs of recession in the U.S. And therefore, we believe that we would still be able to achieve turnover of close to 200 crores in FY24, which will be almost in line with the FY23.
Okay, got it, sir. One last question from my side. What sort of run rate are we expecting on the Ester film to achieve in FY24, and at what utilization levels do we expect it to break even?
So what happens is that more important than the capacity utilization, it is the margins. As the margins start to improve, we should be able to see better performance from Ester film. Currently, we are operating at about 65% capacity utilization. Technically, we should be able to reach 75%-80% in a very short period of time, but much will depend on the market conditions. As the margins improve, then we would be able to. So it's not basically dependent too much on capacity. It is rather dependent on margins for the business to be reporting good numbers.
Okay, understood. Got it, sir. That was all from my side. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to participants to press star and one to ask a question. We have a next question from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, namaskar, Rahul Bhai.
Good afternoon.
Sir, firstly, sir, just there's a comment which you made about the performance of our specialty polymer. We will be clocking revenue closer to 200 crore for FY24.
And, yeah, that's the estimate we have going by the current market scenario.
Okay, and what should be the margin profile from the segment?
So, Saket, we have always been telling that the margin in special polymer is not a matter of discussion with the customer because the products are patent protected and the margin is calculated over the raw material cost. So, the margin profile should remain more or less in the region that we are seeing now. There could be, like for example, plus of 30% is the EBIT margin that we could be seeing in future also.
Because that Q4 we did 23.5, and for the year as a whole it was closer to 29. So, what should be the number we should pencil in for?
It is difficult to assign a number, but if we were to go by, we should be seeing the repeat of the FY23 in terms of margins.
Okay, the whole year number, right?
Yeah.
Sir, when we look at your performance from the wholly owned subsidiary, if you could explain to us the cash losses higher than the EBITDA part. When we look at the quarter, also EBITDA is 10 crore loss and cash profit, and under the cash profit column, it is 16 crore. So if you could explain the same, sir.
So, this was the first, rather it was not a full quarter even. We started commercial production 20th January. So, the first quarter is never indicative because the in the first quarter of commercial production, there are certain stabilization issues, related issues. The plant, the efficiencies of the operations is not so much. The margins were also very low during this quarter. But as I said earlier, as we have stated earlier, that as the margins start to improve, which have started, and as we stabilize the operations, we should be seeing better performance from Aster Filmtech as well. We hope to see a rest of the cash losses in after 2 to 3 quarters. That should be possible in Aster Filmtech as well.
Correct, sir. Sir, in your notes to accounts, it was also mentioned that around 4.4 crore was marked to market because of foreign exchange restatement. So, where is this line item being presented in the P&L, sir?
Yeah, so this is nothing. We have a foreign currency loan of Euro 27 million. So, we have done some principal only swap and there is some portion which is outstanding, which is not hedged. So, it's a mark-to-market because at the end of the each reporting quarter, we have to restate the liability. So it's not that we have there is an outgo of cash. It is just that the liability has been reinstated at the prevailing rate as on 31st March 2023.
So sir, it's a big line item. Is it in the other income?
It's a non-cash item.
Yes, it's a non-cash item. But where have we clubbed it? Whether it is in the other income you have rounded it off or in the other expenses?
Other expenses.
In the other expenses.
Yes.
Also about the value-added segment. You did mention that we did 22-23% value-added film. So, what should be our target for the current year and how the margin profile?
So, we are talking of Aster Industries. The value-added segments are not going to be so much in Aster Film Tech because there we have a plain line and a metallizer. In Aster, we are targeting about 28-30%. And the margin profile should be in that range. Basically, a 23% value added in volume gives close to 34% in value terms. So that's the kind of, so suppose we are able to achieve 30, then our sales value in sales value terms, it should be contributing close to 40%.
Correct. And can you give us some more color on the raw material mix and currency for this quarter and the averages for the year and what are the current prices?
So this current prices of PTA and MEG, currently PTA is at about 71 rupees, 73 rupees and 71 rupees and MEG is at about 47 rupees and the raw material cost PTA and MEG per kg of chip is close to 77 rupees. From April, there was some increase, but now there has been some reduction in the PTMA prices. So PTMEG prices are more or less stable, barring some fluctuation from month to month.
Right. And as you mentioned in your opening remarks, sir, that because of the bunching off of capacity, there is a pressure on the margins. So how are the current margins in the in our film segment, sir?
We also stated that, and this has been also experienced by the industry, there has been revival in margins in the month of May over April. April, the margins were as low as close to 20 rupees, which has now increased to about 28, 29 rupees over PTMEG in Aster Industries. And as we speak now, it is in that range only. So there has been significant improvement in the margins from 20 to, let's say, 28, 29 rupees, close to 40%.
And so what was the average for Q3 and Q4 last year?
Q3 was close to 20 rupees. March was also 20, 21, 22 rupees.
H1, sir?
March was 21 rupees.
No, H1, sir. Mane last year, first half, me kya,
sir? H1 should be, just hold on for a minute. Close to 37, 38 rupees.
Okay, sir, going ahead with the type of the capacity ramp up and the demand, if the green shoots that you see, is it a fair assumption that two quarters down the line we will be closer to this 35, 38 band rather than staying in this lower band of 2025?
I think Vinish is responding to this. I think what you are aware that there is a bunching of capacity which has added on stream. And there is a currently global economic situation which is not looking good. Of course, the Indian demand situation is growing at a robust pace. And as we move along, there will be that whatever demand supply gap that what we have, that will start to get narrow, and then it will have result into the margin improvement.
Thank you. Two more questions, if I am permitted to. Sir, if you could give me the net debt number. And also, sir, under the current asset, there is an investment of 154 crore. If you could explain what is that attributed to?
Okay. So, first I'll share with you the net debt. So, the net debt is nothing but the interest-bearing debt minus the liquid investment that we have. In Aster Industries, this is 183 crores as on 31st March 23. The investment of 150 crore is nothing but the sales profit that we got from the sale of Indian Plastic business that has been conserved, and it has been invested into safe investment, safe liquid investment, which is giving us a return of close to 8% per annum. So that's the because this liquidity is a very good, you know, sort of a safety cushion for Aster Industries for it to be able to service the debt on time. Which is also, you know, the liquidity position, the comfortable liquidity position that we have is also one of the reasons why the rating agencies like CRISIL have maintained our credit rating, external credit rating, despite the drop in margins across all the companies in the same industry. So 150 crore is nothing but the investment made out of the liquidity generated from sale of Indian Plastic business.
Sir, can you give me the net debt number on consolidated level?
Consolidated level, it is close to 600 and just a minute.
Net debt.
Because the Aster Film Tech has 410 crore of the term debt. And there is some working capital. So net debt on a interest-bearing debt net of liquid investment is 625 crores on a consolidated basis.
625. And the cost of fund?
625.
625. Cost of fund? The blended cost of fund? The term loan, the working capital?
Yeah, yeah. In Aster Film Tech, the blended cost of debt is close to 6.5 to 7%.
And in the subsidiary?
In subsidiary, it is about 6.5 to 7%. And in the parent company, it is between 9 to 9.25%.
Correct, sir. And still, sir, there is some leftover of capital work in progress of 79 crore. So, what is that attributable to, sir?
Pardon?
Sir, in the capital work in progress, so there are, we find a balance of 79 crore.
Uh-huh. So, like for example, we have mentioned that we are making investment in an offline quarter. So similarly, there were certain items which were required to be carried out, capex items to be implemented in Katima. So it is nothing but the amount of the offline quarter and various other capexes that were initiated during last year, which are going to be capitalized or completed in this financial year, were appearing as CWIP.
Thank you. I request you to come back in the queue for follow-up questions. We have our next question from the line of Jalaj from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Am I audible now? Could you please confirm?
Yes, it's better now.
Sir, thanks for the opportunity. I just wanted to understand, by when do we expect the polyester vertical division to start to contributing to the margins in a profitable manner? And what sort of margins would we see in a scenario when the demand scenario gets in a right place as we would want to see it?
Let me clarify the question first. Are you talking about the margin scenario in film business or specialty polymer?
No, film business.
I think we have already stated that because there is a bunching of capacity which has created a demand-supply situation and which has put pressure on margin. As we go along, there will be the domestic growth is still going at a robust level. In moving to let's say coming quarters, as the demand-supply gap narrows, so then we would see the margin improvement coming quarter after quarter.
Understood. So what sort of margins do we expect in a scenario when the demand and the supply reach to a point when there is a optimum mix there? So what sort of margins do we expect then?
At this point in time, it is difficult to predict a number, but as the margins improve, we should be entering into double digits, EBIT margins in double digits, let's say in after 2 to 3 quarters.
Understood.
In Aster Industries. Aster FilmTech, it may take longer because we are making a film from chips and the chips are procured at a certain premium to PT and MG price. So the film, the Aster FilmTech may take some more time to come to the double digit numbers, but Aster Industries would definitely be in the double digits after 2 to 3 quarters.
Got it. And one last question, if I may. So just wanted to understand the demand scenario per se. Are we facing some headwinds there also? Or I understand that pricing right now might be an issue. That's why the margins are what we are seeing. But the demand scenario also, because of facing some scenario issues there, or that is still fine there?
I think as we just clarified a while ago, the demand scenario in domestic is still robust. There are some issues in global market because of recessionary fears, but the demand situation in domestic market appears healthy.
Got it. Thanks a lot for your time and best of luck.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Pratap Makwana from Forbes Marshall. Please go ahead.
My first question is regarding what should be the expected revenue by end of Q1 this quarter, by the end of June, as already 2 months has been passed. And as sir mentioned, so that there is a improvement seen from this quarter in terms of the demand side. So we expect some margin improvement also. Now the already two quarters has been passed in consolidation phase. So are we seeing recovery as per last year, which we have seen the great year for Easter? And at the end of financial year 22-23, so the result which has been published, it is taken forward as for the one-time profit from the plastic cell business. So from this quarter and also from the end of this year, so is there any separate segments will be available of not mentioning this profit, one-time profit, and just looking on the standalone and consolidated revenue and profit? Thank you.
You have multiple questions. I think I'll try to answer. In the current quarter, the new investment that what we had done would add volumes to our total P&L on consolidated basis. As we explained earlier, that we have already seen a recovery in margins in this quarter. So those things would also contribute.
Great. That's the first question. Second question, I'm expecting answer for the remaining two questions also, sir.
Can you please repeat your question once again?
Yeah, already two quarter has been on the consolidation phase. So are we seeing the recovery on the similar phase like we have on the last two last year, which were a great year for the Easter? And the last question was the revenue and the profit for the March 23 or financial year 23 is discovering with the one-time plastic sale business. So what is how we can justify the standalone and consolidated revenue, not looking at the one-time profit, and what is expectation from expected value for that?
See, I think if you are talking about consolidated results, so consolidated of the new entity or the new line which we have commissioned in January has only a few days of operation. So as we go along, new volume would start count in our top line and bottom line. And in terms of, let's say, the overall profitability compared to the 2 years ago, the margins currently what we are going through are very different compared to what we had 2 years ago. So there will be a margin pressure if you compare our current results with the results 2 years ago.
Okay. So we see that 136 crore of net profit from, I think in spite of having a lesser revenue, around 1150 compared to the 1400 last year, there was a profit was same level, 136 crore. That is mainly due to the one-time sale available from the plastic business.
So out of 160, 111 crore is out of the from the sale of the business. That's the extraordinary item. It cannot be repeated year after year. There's no other business to be sold. So we have to look at the profit from the operation, which was 49 crores in 22-23.
Yes. So any guidance on that? So are we aiming for the same profit level of what we or top of any improvement on the profit level of 136 crore?
Where is 136 crore coming from?
From all
sir, usne to business sale of business se bhi aaya hai na 111 crore. Wo to aap hata dijiye na.
Yes, sir. But compared for this is for this year and also the last year also the net profit was 136 crore.
Last year the film business was very very good. And the current oversupply situation will not allow the industry or will not help industry see those kind of margins again for at least in this financial year. So to expect that those kind of margins will not get repeated very soon. It will take some quarters. I would say few quarters, close to 7-8 quarters for us to be able to see those kind of margins again. 21-22 was a very good year.
Okay.
Demand supply was balanced. Rather, there was some amount of shortage of film capacity. But now there is an oversupply situation and the growth rate, for, as Girish has told, the growth in demand is robust at about 11-13% per annum in India. But despite that, it will take some time to be able to achieve those kind of margin levels again.
Okay. Okay. Any plan to increase the top level or with the keeping the margin similar to achieve that kind of profit margin?
We are focusing a lot on increasing the proportion of value-added and specialty films. So the value-added and specialty films fetch you better margin, and that should help us post a performance better than the previous quarters. But the ramp-up cannot happen drastically in a short span of time. It will be gradual from 23% to 30-32%, but it will take about a year to reach that kind of level.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. A reminder to participants to press star and one to ask a question. We have a next question from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Sir, if we go to the presentation page, slide number 19.
Just a minute. Let me see the presentation.
Yeah. Sir, the headline speaks for green initiative focused on sustainability.
Yeah. Yeah, Saket.
Yes, sir. Sir, if you could explain to us the green initiative part wherein we have mentioned about bio-based fuel consumption, bio-based raw material. If you could explain how the slide is relevant to us and what are we trying to convey through it?
I think this slide conveys whatever the green initiatives and the sustainability initiatives that we as a company are doing. We use bio-waste or rice husk as our fuel, which helps us reduce our carbon footprint. We use bio-based raw material so that at least this is a move away from using less quantity of raw material derived from fossil fuel. We promote, let's say, reduction in usage of packing material so that there is a cost efficiency as well as optimum resource utilization. On our product line, we work a lot on sustainability. Few are mentioned here. So let's say in many packaging applications, aluminum foil is used. We offer a product which is a film which can give similar, let's say, performance as aluminum foil despite being very low on weight and cheaper. We offer film for, let's say, wherever currently PVC films are currently used. We offer films made out of polyester, which can replace PVC films where PVC is currently being used. Apart from that, although it's not mentioned in the slide, we offer now a full range of product which has got post-consumer recycled content. I'm not sure whether you are aware. The Pollution Control Board has already come with the guidelines on extended producer responsibility, which focuses on usage of, let's say, collection and recycling and reuse of recycled plastic. And we are happy to report that we have already done a lot of work in that area. Most of our products have been converted in the variant where we can offer post-consumer recycled content ranging from 30% to going up to as high as 100%. So this is the work which we are doing on promoting sustainability and circular economy.
Sir, last point, especially polymer also, there are products which use the post-consumer recycling material.
Sir, last point, what you mentioned was from 30% to 100%. I missed your comment.
I will explain to you. Let's say we, as a company, we have prepared ourselves for these regulations coming in coming quarters or in coming years. We have made our full or most entire range of product to come within the variant where recycled content is incorporated into the product ranging from 30% to going up to as high as 100%.
Okay. And the onus is on the producer itself as per the government norms.
Each plastic consumer has got an obligation for certain collection, recycling and reuse. So we being a value chain partner, we are happy to offer products which enable them to fulfill their obligation.
Right. So, and what are the price differentiation in this case, sir, when this is, or every player in the industry is working on the same line?
See, I think most of the players would be working on that. Every player has got their own strength. And since there are hundreds of products, I cannot give you a one particular number. I can only say a range. The range could be anywhere between 15% to 30% higher price compared to a product which has no polyester recycled content.
Right. And sir, on the fuel consumption part, what percentage of our fuel requirement is from this bio-based out of the total fuel mix?
See, if you're talking about fuel, I think our heating comes from bio-based fuel. And I think I don't have the right numbers in front of me, but we can safely assume more than 90% of our heating demand is met through bio-based fuels.
Heating and steam both. And power we are using from the state electricity board, which is mostly hydropower in Uttarakhand. And so our consumption of furnace oil and HSD is very small, less than 10% of our total consumption on power and fuel.
Okay. And what is the total power and fuel cost, sir, for the year?
The total power and fuel cost is anything between 8 to 9 crore rupees a month currently. Last year it was about 116 crores.
Okay. And for the utilization levels, sir, I missed your commentary. How have the utilization levels been for this film business for Q4 and what are the trends for this quarter?
Utilization levels?
Yes, sir.
So I'll give you the company by company. Just hold on for a minute. Astra Filmtech, which is I'm giving the number to March quarter. We started in on 20th January. It is close to 60%. And if we talk of Astra Industries, the film was almost 100%. But June quarter onwards, this could be in the range of, because of the demand-supply imbalance, this could be in the range of 75% to 80%.
Okay. So then in that case, the numbers will be lower what we did for Q4. I mean, you were telling that
there is a range. But what happened, the margins are likely to improve.
Yeah.
So what we lose on the capacity side is made good by the improvement in the margins. Because the higher margin will lead to higher selling price also, no?
Correct. Sir, in our specialty polymer business line, wherein we see the, in your slide number 22, you mentioned about the carpet stain remover part, the problem and the solution being offered by us. Sir, here we are not catering to domestic players. This is only a totally export, particular client we are selling to. This.
Yes. Uh-huh. See, I think this particular case study is largely relevant for export market because in India there is very less of nylon carpet which are used in volume as compared to export market.
Sir, currently, I think the Welspun has come up with a new facility in the southern state extent. So does those product profile argues well for our solution?
See, I think carpet or any is a big subject. We are talking about a carpet made of nylon fiber. So there are many expansions happening in India, and many of these players, we are working on various of these opportunities. So whether it's Welspun or anybody else, if they come up with any idea where we can add value, of course we'll be doing something with them.
Okay. Currently, are they our clients or customers in this segment? We are catering to them. Or?
No, I think as a company, we cannot take one particular company name in this conversation. There are many similar customers who are currently our clients.
Correct.
Correct.
Sir, thank you for all the elaborate answers. So for the dividend part, sir, I missed, I think there's some notification was there for the dividend payout. So, if you
so we already have a dividend payout policy, which is duly approved by the board and has been uploaded. So the dividend distribution is always a function of the profits that we make, but it is also dependent on the outlook for the industry, the repayment obligation, the capex requirement, the working capital requirement, future cash flow, etc. So factoring all this, the directors of the company decided to declare a dividend of 50 paisa per share in the meeting held on 1st of June 23.
Correct, sir. And sir, what have been the payout to the promoters? I think the managing director as per
The promoter family has close to 59% of the holding. So whatever is the total amount of dividend amount would be 4 crore 17 lakhs. If
so, no, sir, I'm talking about the remuneration.
Out of
the
that, 59% will go to.
Sorry, sir, I was just speaking about the remuneration as a percentage of net profit that is entitled to.
Now, other than the remuneration, no commission is being claimed by the directors. No commission is getting paid to the CMD in the financial year 22-23. Only the salary that has already been approved by the AGM, by the shareholders. About 3 crores is the salary that he draws.
Okay, that is what is being paid for this year.
Yes. No commission on the profit this year, despite having a profit of about 150 crores. No commission has been proposed or recommended by the NRC to the board, and hence there is no payout on commission to CMD during 22-23.
Sir, lastly, there was a breakdown in one of our units last year. So have we come up with the figures of what was the loss and how are we working with the insurance company with to clear that?
So there was a breakdown in our continuous polymerization plant, and since the film plant 3 is integrated with the CP plant, there was loss of production in film plant as well. The loss of production was for 28 days. The assets were restored by end of October. Now they are running fine. We have lost the insurance claim, and this insurance claim is likely to be settled soon, let's say by end of July or mid-August. And the total amount of claim is going to be in the range of anything between 4.5 to 6 crores.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And we have
two kinds of coverages.
Yes.
One is the property damage and the other is the loss of profit. So property damage is very simple. To the extent of the damage, the compensation will come from the insurance company. Loss of profit requires a lot of calculation at the surveyor's end, and therefore this wide range of about 4 to 6 crores for the insurance claim.
Sir, lastly, sir, we have been noticing that not to put it in charity, Mr. Singhani has not attending the call for last two quarters. So any particular reason he has opted out of not speaking to investors of this, sir?
So he wants the second line to be fully developed to be able to answer the questions of all the shareholders. So it's a step in preparing the next line to be able to do what he was doing earlier. I will put across this point of view, and if possible, he would attend one or two calls going forward.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But as of now, he has given this job to Girish and me.
Yes, sir. We have been adequately answered with all the questions to the utmost extent.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the presentation also, sir. That it speaks of volumes, and it gives us a correct picture of what the current situation is. So please continue with this in the same process. Thank you and all the
best. Thank you, sir.
As there are no further questions, I would like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments. Over to you.
Thank you everyone for participating in the earnings call. We look forward to meeting you all by end of July or let's say first fortnight of August when we are ready with our June quarter results. Thank you so much. Thank you,
sir. On behalf of Esther Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.